This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have an online contest running for four front row tickets to the Jonas Brothers at Shoreline. One person will win a four-pack of front-row tickets to the Jonas Brothers show on August 27th. You can register for your chance to win on the contest page at RadioAlice.com. It's live now through next Friday, 5:28.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
Cheese and rice.
Jesus, cocoa.
Start over. Hit that button again.
Okay. All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Another good weather day, everybody. Enjoy it. It's not going to be too hot, not going to be too cold. There may be more wind than you want, though, but, you know, what are you going to do?
It's been real nice.
Nobody's more bummed about the wind than me, so
ruins
sit on
the
it.
Surf.
Right. Just chews up the ocean.
Just makes it suit. It's all gnarled.
Awful.
It's like someone's been chewing it and spit it out. It'll...
Right. The warrior. I never. Okay. The Warriors play tonight, everyone. Go, woo! Warriors!
Warriors!
Listen, this is listed as a home game, so I think our boys are playing here in town, or, you know, not in town where I am, because I'm nowhere near the city. But in the city, at home, it's the Memphis Grizzlies at Golden State Warriors tonight at 6 o'clock. Honestly.
All right.
They need our support. Let's all try to be there. Let's root them on. This should be a good,
fun game.
They
just win this game, and they're in the playoffs.
And they're into the playoffs.
All
they're
right.
into a really tough round, because I believe the play-in winner, that'll be these guys, will play the number one ranked team. Ooh. So it'll be one versus the worst. That's the upside to being ranked first, is you play the lowest ranked team.
Right.
So, well, I think we'd play Utah, which is, that's a tough thing. But, hey, playoff basketball, let's just get in there. Never know what could happen.
You don't.
Go Warriors. All right. I wanted to read this to you because the news is good. This is from the New York Times. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you because it's just, it's really, it's great news, and you can read the rest of the story for yourself. They're calling it a momentous day. We want to end this week by showing you two COVID charts. They contain the same message. The pandemic is in retreat.
Ooh. Oh,
deaths are down
news.
And cases are down. Not a little bit. They're way down. Here in the United States, there is an excellent chance that the retreat is permanent. They're saying victory is over COVID is not here yet. But it's very close. After almost a year and a half of sickness, death, grieving, isolation, that list of problems is endless. So I'll stop there. But man, the progress is cause for genuine joy, positive outlook heading into the weekend, everybody. The pandemic is in retreat.
Such great news.
More than 60% of American adults have received at least one vaccine shot. The share is growing by 2 percentage points per week, So people are still getting vaccinated. It's not at the rate we'd like it to be, but you know, there are anti-vaxxers out there.
There are.
And they have a right to do that. So, all right. The news is still good.
It is still good. Enough people are getting it.
Now, globally, that's not necessarily the case.
Right.
So you're going to need to be real careful where you, you know, fly off to this summer as you try to make up on all that lost time. Be careful out there.
I got to see the world. Oops. I brought home.
But I hope that you hear that news and it brings you joy or comfort or something.
Well, it brings me relief. I mean, yeah. This has been just such a crazy, crazy period in our history.
Right. Mm. But when you hear the pandemics in retreat, hopefully that brings you whatever you need to get through the weekend. Because I know more than once at my house, I've heard and said, I can't take it anymore. I just can't. I don't know what I need.
I can't take it anymore.
I need something, though. Not this. Yikes.
You need an RV to pack
your family. I don't know how that's going to go. I'm really nervous about that. I'm really nervous. My friends, I just texted a friend last night like, hey, this weekend, maybe we can get out and have a surf. And the picture that was sent back was from Cabo.
Ooh.
On a balcony.
Ooh.
With the feet in the air and a perfect wave out in front of the place where they're renting. And I thought, now that's how you do vacation. We are doing it wrong.
Relaxing. Well, you don't know. This might be the best vacation you guys ever take.
I hope that's
Come on,
right.
Let's Some of my best memories are in the RV with my grandpa and my parents and stuff. So,
that's great. Same with my wife. She feels she's traveled in an RV and says, I saw the United States and had great times. And I was like, all right. I hope that's the...
think you're going to go. Like, what's the plan?
We're staying in California.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that's easier.
The plan is that we'll head south and see where we end up.
Oh, just... Well, you've got your house on wheels, so...
Right.
You can end up anywhere.
Now listen to me.
I'm listening. All ears.
I know that you like men, and yet... sort of begrudgingly, try to pretend like you care about how men look for a second and think about the hairstyle you would like to see make a comeback.
Well, obviously the mullet, Vin.
Mullet's the winner.
Let's bring the mullet back.
The mullet is the winner.
I was like, it has to be the mullet. Guys don't have that many hairstyles.
Right. Well, I mean,
and the man bun's already happening. I'm seeing that all over the place. You know what I like? I like big 70s fros. Like those... to me were just badass.
A little flat tops.
Nah, I like the fro. I like it big.
You ever have a flat top, Bryn?
Yeah.
Like go to a real barber and have them just...
I mean, it's hard just, for... Yeah, I've tried that. I think my Asian hair doesn't work out as... It isn't, it's not as
doesn't
flat
do that
as
tight.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't... But...
Yeah, the mullet is... I had a feeling about it because it does seem... There's a couple people who... Like, isn't there a golfer who's like, I said, I'm going to grow a mullet until I win in my first championship. And now his girlfriend's like, oh, thank God, you won. Please get
that thing
off.
Know that story. I know there's a famous pro surfer and he made the news recently because he rescued a lady in Hawaii and ended up, I think, on Ellen's show. But he... Mikey Wright is a guy who sports a true mullet, and it's hideous. He, like, actually shaves the sides. The front is very short, like, home
and
haircut.
And then just beautiful
and
party
then
in
the back. And the back is just ridiculous. Right. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And he truly, that's his look. There isn't, he's not, like, in part,
he's not pretending.
But, well, I guess
even
he
if he was initially, he's committed now.
He's now... owns it and is known for that look. There's the guy.
There he is.
God.
That is a no argument mullet.
It's
you
hideous.
You can't say that's anything else. That is just, it is what it is.
And
business,
I give him
business
credit.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Because he is a pro surfer and he is sponsored, which means when they call him in to do swimsuit commercial or photo shot, like, all the stuff that he does, he's wearing that hair the whole time.
Oh, the God. Problem with having iconic hair like that is that it does tend to be a thing. Like, now people go, oh, that's cool now. This cool person is sporting that not cool hair. And so now he shows up to model the bathing suits, et cetera, and he's got the mullet. Look at, they're actually, it looks like they're trying to minimize it in this picture. Like, can we just like put some clouds in place of the
hair?
He's
in all their print ads. He's really good. And well, he's actually a cool guy, but that's his hair the whole time. Anyway.
Yeah, it's coming back, people. Embrace it.
On top
it's
of the
amazing.
80s mullet, which, by the way, wasn't called a mullet in the 80s when people were wearing it. It was the hairstyle, but it was only later that people came up with, what do they call that? Business in the front, party, and that was later. It yeah. didn't initially, when it was happening, it was the cool hairdo.
It was just the do.
Right. It's just what you did.
Right.
15% of the guys say they want the curtain bangs from the 90s to make a comeback. Is that the Bieber do? Curtain bangs?
I think it's curtain like, bangs. For guys, it's kind of like the Bieber do, but right in the middle, there's a part, so it fans out. So
it goes like
Sean
like
from Boy Meets World, his character really rocked that hairstyle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Is that the best one?
This is a solid look. I might have to.
Oh, you're wearing it now,
exactly
Clarky.
Look at you.
How'd you do that? Oh, Bryn, there's your post for the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, there's our clip
I hope
of the
you
day.
Got
wow,
that.
Wow, don't put that as the, don't make that the post of the
oh,
day.
We
that's
it.
Oh, we have it.
We have it.
Just post the photo. You don't even need to post the audio. That's too
just
good.
Just Sarah bringing back the 90s curtain bangs. All right.
Perfect. Yeah,
oh.
that.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So they kind of go up.
Yeah.
And then they fall down
to
the
sides. You need a little bit more
sides.
Volume.
Yeah,
Sarah,
I need, hold on.
Oh.
Yeah, mine were just, there you go. Now I got.
All right.
Now I've got the.
That looks kind of like a Hugh Grant thing.
Yeah, it's so. Hugh, you're right. Yeah. It's Hugh Granty. That's true.
I should have used that sort of my example, but.
Some want to revisit something called the undercut. I don't know what that means.
Undercut.
Is that like you've shaved the sides, but the hair grows down over mm-hmm. the top?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that's
that
it.
Sounds right.
Is that it?
Yeah, I used to do
so
that
you too. Keep it long on the top and then it covers up the shaved stuff.
Okay.
And,
hmm. All right. They say the number one, this is just about hairdos, everybody. Jason Momoa is the number one celebrity hair inspiration for men. Harry Styles came in second. James Dean came in third.
Well, James Dean. Did have cool hair.
Yeah, but I mean, who's...
He had like the duck tail in the back, right? And then he would like slick it back and it would fall in chunks.
I've never seen a James Dean movie. Have you?
Sure. James Dean? Yeah. Well, I used to watch a lot of old movies.
No, but I know what he looks like.
Right. Bryn?
I have not, no.
Yeah, no. James Dean. Who's
there
gonna,
he is.
What?
Yeah, I like that hairstyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that called a pompadour?
Probably.
It's, I think
super
so.
Tight on the sides. It comes to like a little
it looks
point
like grease
in the back.
Right there.
It's grease. It's like a greaser cut, right?
Yeah.
You kind of push it back and then it kind of falls in pieces.
Yeah, I like that hairstyle.
Yeah,
it's a rockabilly good, thing. Yeah, it looks yeah. very straight.
It is
cats.
A rockabilly. A rockabilly thing. Rockabilly. It's a new genre. I'm trying to create rockabilly. yeah, James Dean. He was like 20 something when he died.
Yeah,
terrible.
Very young. I think he's part of the reason for that live hard and leave a good looking corpse, oh. like saying. Isn't
never
he?
Never heard that one. Oh.
What?
I say.
But did he die in a car accident?
Yeah. Leave a grizzled corpse behind.
Oh.
You know, I want to be old and grizzled.
All right. Somebody decided to study something that I could have saved them the trouble.
Okay.
A new study out of the UK found men in their 20s care about looks 4 times more than women do.
Really?
It's not even so much about looks. It's just that men are visually stimulated. That's our thing. That's how we work. We function that way in general. And we've talked about this a million times. That's like the sext of your, you know, feet. Well, some people might like that. Coco, I know you're into it. But, you know, no. Guys want to see the stuff. They're visually stimulated. They want the act, the, you know, that like.
But why would that make, is it because they look in the mirror and keep working on themselves until they're like, yeah, I'd F that guy? Like visually that guy's appealing. Isn't the story here that guys care more about their looks in their 20s than girls
no,
do?
Not about their looks, about people, their dating's looks.
Oh.
I'm sorry, men are visually stimulated. They not by themselves.
No,
to
but
themselves.
Whatever the thing that you read, it sounded like guys cared more about their looks.
Care more about looks than so. It was.
Oh,
just,
okay. Yeah, well, I was going down the path, going, They spend more time on it?
Girls women in their 20s care 20s? Three times more about someone's personality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
I want to know him.
Yeah. I mean, girls are looking for something different. We're looking for some depth.
Right.
Not all of us. Some of us just want to get laid, but, you know.
When it comes to dating, women care more about intelligence, education, age, and emotional connection that they form, while guys are more into looks and body type,
yeah.
which is just...
She's smoking hot.
A no
I'm dirt. In love.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, as everybody's in relationships, they mature and learn.
Sure.
You... That can only get you so far, and there is a point where you go, I have to break up with her.
Right. Because
we
I tried
no
to have
good.
Our we tried to have our first conversation after 6 months of dating, and she just didn't have a lot to say. She
yeah.
doesn't even know what music is. It's weird.
they're saying here, men's priorities do change as they get older. But even in their 60s, they care about physical attractiveness twice as much as women do.
Mm.
I would state that it's, you know, you don't, it's not in compared to the rest of the women of the world. They're just into your look, whoever they're with, they want to see you.
Mm.
All the stuff. We like it.
So I've heard.
Come on.
You keep telling me.
John wants to see all the stuff, doesn't he?
Oh, John doesn't care anymore. He can't see.
What?
We're fine. It's good. We have good, great conversations. Don't you worry about me and John. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, God.
Make each other laugh. We make up songs and we dance. That's all we need. We're old people now. Don't worry about us. We're good.
All right. Speaking of dating, here's one that went horribly wrong. According to the Bellevue Police Blotter, security at Lincoln Square in downtown Bellevue, again, this is in Washington State.
Okay.
Bellevue's pretty nice, actually, if I remember correctly.
Is it close to Seattle?
Yes.
Okay.
They reported an incident last week. Police say a woman met a man at the mall for a first date. I don't know if this was a Tinder hookup or what, but
okay.
when he then, as they were walking around, he started writing things in chalk in various places outside Lincoln Square, and the woman said, I got really nervous. Police say the man wrote multiple messages in chalk, including Free Palestine and suicide bombing in the mall with a smiley face underneath it. And he's just writing these statements randomly while they're walking around talking and getting to know each other. But the bombing thing made her extremely nervous.
Wow.
She called the police. Officers located the man. The woman then confirmed, that's the guy. He wrote those messages. The 33-year-old Bellevue man was booked into jail for bomb threats and malicious mischief. As of May 19th, he's still in police custody. That's the last time anyone checked, but that's a weird way to make an impression on
someone. So they're not even talking about this? They're just walking and talking and getting to know each other? And he would just, oh, hold on, I don't like
yep.
to go more than 14 or 15 feet before I write some new
in chalk.
Rhetoric.
On random spots.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
And he brought the chalk with him, I assume. He didn't just find a piece of chalk.
I had to have. Yeah, I don't know.
So
maybe
like,
he found it.
This is his thing.
I don't know.
Oh,
that seems...
boy, that does not...
Oh, there
I
you
mean,
go.
Maybe that's your way of... He's sussing out the girl. Like, is she down? What does that
In
say?
Whatever.
Go to the mall forever.
What? Okay.
Does that mean you died there?
Oh. Oh. Ooh.
I know. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd call. I'd be like, this is going great, don't you think? I have to use the loo.
Well,
I'll be
for
back.
All the times I've said, I kind of like dating. It was pretty fun. I guess here's an example of, you know, where people are like.
One of the less fun dates.
It
you
doesn't
go
always
on.
Go good.
No.
Not every time.
Not every time, Ben.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is that's the number where you can be heard. You send in your comments, your compliments, whatever. 510 says, James Dean's hairstyle we called a waterfall back in the day. Because of the pompadour, I guess.
Oh, okay. And then it sort of comes
coming
forward.
Down the front,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, a waterfall.
Female here, graduated in 84. My senior picture was sporting a mullet. Vinny is right. Trendy at the time. And not called a mullet. It was referenced to as a bi-level haircut. I got mine because I got mine because of Lisa Hartman's character CJ, who was a lounge singer on Knott's Landing. I remember that lady.
Did she have a mullet?
She had a big top and tight little sides around the back. But again, you wouldn't have called it a mullet. Now, her hair was very Duran Duran-y.
Oh, there it is. Oh, very. Yeah. Oh, she's so pretty. Look at her. Yeah, that's the girl mullet. It's true. Yeah. It's longer on the top and a little spiky, and then it's a little tighter down the back.
You could pull up a picture of John Taylor or Nick Rhodes from Duran Duran.
Would look just like that.
And they would look just like that.
Exactly
hair.
Like that.
Yep. 530 says Vegas listener here.
Hi.
Hello, Vegas. Vegas, fun fact of the day, Larry Flint's Hustler Club is offering free vaccines for patrons today.
Yeah,
LOL.
Seeing that. It's great. I think it's great. Like 4 to 7 this afternoon. You just tell your wife, I got to go. I'm going to get my vaccine. And then they made me wait. I broke into a sweat. So they made me stay. I had to stay for 2 hours. And then they finally said I was okay. Weird. I lost my money. I don't know what happened. It's Vegas, baby.
Curtain bangs from the 90s is what George Clooney used to wear. I don't remember Clooney with the...
He did, but then he also got that Caesar. He had the longish bangs off to the sides. But that was when he was on, was it called A Different World? Like he was in that. Did he still
Clooney
have those?
Clooney was in that?
Yeah, he was a kid, though. You know, he was, I don't know, probably in his
I remember
20s.
He was on Roseanne. And then he did ER.
Oh, I don't remember him being on Roseanne.
I think he was Roseanne's boss.
Oh.
In the early
days. Yeah, ER was this big breakout thing. But didn't he have that sort of Caesar cut that everyone was getting in the 90s? Remember
right,
that?
Yes.
It was like a really tight.
Yep.
Isn't that what he uses that one hair thing for that went viral?
Oh, the Flo-Bee?
Yeah. I think that's how he cuts
it. He just cuts it. Yeah. That's his normal look now. Yeah.
Or he just needed something to say in an interview. I'm not sure.
And Flo-Bee paid him all kinds of money. He's like, sure, I love money. I'll get more money. No problem.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
What we are watching this weekend.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.